This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda, UML Chair KP Sharma Oli and Unified Socialist Chair Madhav Kumar Nepal discuss contemporary political issues. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal directs CPN Maui Center lawmakers to defend the recently presented budget for upcoming fiscal year. Government forms study committee to search and investigate fixed assets of Tribhuvan University. And U.S. President Joe Biden unveils Israeli proposal to end Gaza war. Now the news in detail. Top three leaders of the ruling alliance yesterday held discussion on contemporary topics. The meeting was held between Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda, CPN UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli, and CPN Unified Socialist Chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal at the office of the Prime Minister in Singhadarbar. The meeting is said to have focused on CPN Unified Socialist Chair Madhav Kumar Nepal's participation in the meeting called by the main opposition party Nepali Congress President Shyamabahadur Dewa. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has said there will be no change in the existing power equation. Addressing a meeting of CPN Maui Center's parliamentary party in Singhadarbar yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal urged all not to cast doubts and presumptions over the political meetings of the leaders of the parties in the ruling coalition. Responding to the questions the lawmakers put over leader Madhav Kumar Nepal attending a meeting of the opposition parties, the Prime Minister clarified that political party leaders meeting each other does not make any difference to the ruling coalition. On a different note, Prime Minister Dahal said that the budget for the upcoming fiscal year had been presented in the parliament as per the people's expectations. He also directed CPN Maui Center lawmakers to defend budget and actively participation in discussions regarding the budget. Likewise, Finance Minister Borsha Manpun informed the meeting that the budget includes suggestions given by the party and the aspirations of the people. The government has decided to form a study committee under the leadership of former Secretary Sarada Prasad Trital to search and investigate the land, buildings and other fixed assets in the name of Tribhuvan University in the Kathmandu Valley. Unveiling the decisions of the recent cabinet meeting, government spokesperson and communication minister Rekha Sharma informed that a committee had been formed to study the collection, preservation, use and management of immovable assets including land, buildings and other properties in the name of the university and submit a solid report. Likewise, the government has nominated the Vice Chancellor of Tribhuvan University, Professor Dr. Kesarjung Baral, as a member of the University Grants Commission. The Council of Ministers meeting also decided to approve the Memorandum of Understanding between Nepal and China regarding seismic research and to give authorization to sign the Memorandum of the Understanding. The International Relations Committee of the House of Representatives has passed the Archives Preservation Bill First Amendment. Committee Chairperson Raj Kishor Yadav said the bill designed to amend archives preservation was unanimously passed after completing the clause-wise discussion. Now the report of the bill endorsed from the National Assembly would be presented in the House of Representatives. The Federalism Enablement and National Concerns Committee of the National Assembly has called for measures to mitigate climate change impacts to protect the existence of the mountainous region. At a discussion on impacts of climate change in mountainous region and measures to mitigate the climate crisis at the parliamentary committee yesterday, Speaker stressed the need for taking efforts to save mountains from the crisis caused by climate change. On the occasion, committee chairperson Sonam Gyaljin Sherpa called on three tier of governments for taking initiatives to lessen problems created by climate change in the mountainous region. Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma, has expressed her commitment to take initiatives to make new communication laws inclusive. speaking at an interaction on mass media and inclusion organized by the National Dalit Journalist in Kathmandu yesterday. Minister Sharma expressed her commitment to formulate new laws on mass communication, media council and social media with inclusive approaches. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko barema zero raichau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरु कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरै हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. US President Joe Biden has urged Hamas to accept a new Israeli proposal to end the conflict in Gaza, saying that it was time for the war to end. The three-part proposal would begin with a six-week ceasefire in which the Israeli Defense Forces would withdraw from populated areas of Gaza. There would also be a surge of humanitarian aid as well as an exchange of some hostages for Palestinian prisoners. The deal would eventually lead to a permanent cessation of hostilities and a major reconstruction plan for Gaza. Hamas said it views the proposal positively. At least 24 people died of suspected heat stroke in India's eastern states of Bihar and Odisha. The Reuters news agency said a total of 14 people died in Bihar on Thursday, including 10 people involved in organizing the seven-phase national elections that are currently underway. The deaths of 10 people were also reported in the government hospital in Odisha's Rourkela region. The Odisha government has advised against outdoor activities between 11 AM and 3 PM when the temperatures peak. Likewise, three people died of suspected heatstroke in Jharkhand state, neighboring Bihar. Delhi also recorded its first heat-related death this week and is facing an acute water shortage. Reuters has cited local authorities as saying the heat wave in the region is expected to continue until Saturday, that is today. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi Province, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning and gusty wind is likely to occur at a few places of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, UML Chair K.P. Sharma Oli and Unified Socialist Chair Madhav Kumar Nepal discuss contemporary political developments. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda directs CPN Maoist Centre lawmakers to defend recently presented budget for upcoming fiscal year. Government forms a study committee to search and investigate fixed assets of Trivan University. And US President Joe Biden unveils Israeli proposal to end war in Gaza. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.